Peaston. Prothes Amen Peaston. Prothes, increase, grow, enhance, make larger. Prothes, to increase our Peaston faith. Increase our faith. This was the apostles' cry to their Lord Jesus. Increase our faith. They knew it was a tall order that Jesus had for them. They knew that the calling he had for them was beyond their abilities. They knew they were honest with themselves. They knew, in that rare moment of honesty for these apostles, they knew that on their own strength, on their own power, by their own abilities, they could not do what Jesus had called them to do. And so they cried out, increase our faith, grow our faith, improve our faith. Increase our faith. Sometimes I am convinced that the church needs to be crying that out to God, needs to be crying that out in these moments when we look at the church and we see its fractured, divided nature, with denomination fighting against denomination and church against church and Christian against Christian, denying the lordship that we have in Jesus Christ our Lord, the mastery that we have in God, the loving Father and loving Mother that we have in God our Creator, the loving presence of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, the loving, giving nature of God in Jesus Christ our Savior, who gave Himself for us. In the face of that, we should not be warring. We should not be fighting. We should not be denying each other sister and brotherhood in Christ Jesus. We should not be excluding anybody from the family of God. We should be welcoming all into the family of God. In the face of this loving, accepting God, Creator, Savior, and friend, we should not be divided. But we are. And so we today, as the Church of Jesus Christ, regardless of the name on the marquee outside, we today should be crying out to God, increase our faith. Say that with me. Increase our faith. You don't sound like you believe it. Increase our faith. One more time. Increase our faith. Do you want Jesus to increase your faith? If you had the faith the size of a little, itty bitty little mustard seed, if you had real faith the size of an itty bitty little mustard seed, Jesus said, you could tell that tree over there to get up and go jump in the sea and do it. Interesting image, isn't it? If you had just an itsy bitsy teeny weeny tiny little bit of faith, you could say, tree, get up and go get in the sea. And it would do it. I've seen faith. I've seen faith in action. I've seen faith in action here in this church. I saw it Friday, unloading a truckload full of pumpkins. Oh, that was a lot of effort. Oh, my back still hurts. And I kept on wanting to do this all day, Saturday. Thought I needed some WD-40 for my back. That's an act of faith. Unloading those pumpkins. Setting them out there. And selling them to people who are coming by to buy them, to do lobotomies on them and make faces on the front of them. To make pies out of them and whatever. I mean, that's an act of faith, friends, that somebody's going to come and buy. Seems simple, but faith can be very simple. Not easy to do, but simple in concept. Increase our faith, they cried. We cried it just a moment ago. Do we believe it?
Do we really want it?
Do we truly want our faith to be increased? I pray we do. Because when our faith is increased, when God increases, grows, expands, empowers our faith, we can do anything. When God grows our faith, when God pours grace into us and empowers our faith, the Church of Jesus Christ can do absolutely anything. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Oh, we do lots of things already. We feed the hungry. We clothe them. We take food to homeless shelters. And we feed people who are sick. And we proclaim the gospel in word and in deed. We host many different groups in this church facility. We welcome absolutely any and everybody into the family of God, regardless of their background. But why do we do it? Do we do it just because it's the right thing to do? Or the good liberal thing to do? Or do we do it because Jesus told us to do it? Do we do it because it's what it means to be the family of God? Do we do it because we have faith in Jesus Christ? Do we do it because we have been called by God to be welcoming and open to all? Or do we do it because it's what we've always done? It's what the tradition says we do. We need to be calling to God as the church. As the church universal, as the Church United Methodist, and as St. Stephen United Methodist Church here in Mesquite, Texas, we need to be calling to God to increase our faith. Because when God increases our faith, miracles happen. Look around you. I see a lot of red chairs. Red chairs that could have bodies in them. Breathing, living human beings who need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, who need to be here sharing together the grace with us, who need to be fed by the grace in the sacrament and by the grace in the hymns and by the grace in the music and by the grace of the fellowship together in the study and in the word, and in the praise of God. I see empty chairs with people needing to be in them, needing to be giving, needing to be receiving. People who for many years have been told, you're not welcome in the Church of Jesus Christ. We are called to be welcoming to all. We need to be crying out, increase our faith. Enable us to be an open, welcoming people. I thought we were. We are. But this past week, I don't want to see a show of hands. This past week, did you invite anybody to church today? I'm your pastor. And I have to be honest. I did not invite a single person this week to church. My friends, the church is called to be welcome and opening. But part of doing that is not just opening those doors and welcoming whoever comes in. Part of doing that is going out and saying to those whom you meet, you're welcome here. I love the image of the fisher people, the people who go out to fish for fish. When you go out to go fishing, I used to go with Dad fishing all the time. When we would go out on the river and go fishing, did we just row our boat down the river? No. We had fly rods, and we'd go fly fishing, and we'd catch those fish. When fisher people go out and they fish in the big lakes and they put down the nets and they pull them up, they actually have to put the net down and pull it up to get the fish into the boat. The fish don't come jumping into your boat, friends. You got to go get them. Are we open to that extent? The church has something powerful to offer this world. This world is filled with many obstacles to grace, many reasons not to follow God, many reasons not to cry out, increase our faith, because we don't believe it's real in this world. We don't believe that that tree will get up and go and get in the water. The world thinks it doesn't have time for God, doesn't have time for Jesus, doesn't have time for this mythological stuff that has no relation to life today. Or the world thinks it doesn't have, the church has nothing to offer us today. But we know that Jesus, that God Almighty, that the gospel of radical forgiveness, love, and acceptance is the answer to all of the obstacles to grace in this world. Do we truly want God to increase our faith? Today in the lesson from 2 Corinthians, we have a challenge. Each of you must give as you have made up your mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. That's a wonderful phrase. God loves a cheerful giver. In the Greek language, the word cheerful, it's better translated into English as hilarious. Hilarity, joyful giving. Giving from the heart. Giving that rejoices in giving. Because the giver has received. We have received in the family of God great gifts. Wonderful gifts. The gift of community, the gift of acceptance from God, the gift of forgiveness, the gift of eternal life, the gift of a mission and a calling as the people of God, as the family of God, to reach out and make disciples of Jesus Christ. And that means to receive whomever swims into our nets. But it means letting down those nets. It means reaching out. It means inviting. We have received so much and we are called to be hilarious in our giving, rejoicing in our giving. When we join the church, we promise to support it through our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service. Are you praying with much rejoicing and thanksgiving for all the grace you have received? Are you present in worship, in study, in service, in every aspect of your life? Are you giving as God has impressed upon you to give? Are you giving to the ministry and the life of this congregation? Well, right there, Greg, you just started meddling. When you're talking about prayers, you're talking about presence, that's okay. You start talking about money, uh-oh, you're stepping on toes. I may not like how the general conference spends my dollars. I may not like how the annual conference spends my dollars. I think district superintendents make too much. I don't like having to pay that. I think the preacher makes too much. I don't like paying that either. Really? You know the story of the 1, the 20, and the 100? $100 bill was saying to the 1 and to the 20, I've been to lots of neat places. I've been to casinos and cruise ships. I've been to banks and great big restaurants like Ruth Chris Steakhouse. I've been to lots of neat places. And the 20 says, I've been to neat places too. I've been to Winn-Dixie and Skaggs and Albertsons, all the grocery stores. And I've been to McDonald's and Burger King and Macaroni Grill. I've been to lots of neat places too. And then the $100 bill and the $20 bill turn and look at the $1 bill. And the $1 bill says, yeah, I've been to a couple of neat places, seen lots of churches. And the $100 bill goes, what's a church? Hey, thank you. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
God loves a cheerful giver, a hilarious giver. We have received so much. We've had our lives filled with grace. We've had our faith increased again and again in the family of faith, again and again. Just watching Elation last week, a small part of Elation, give a fantastic presentation of the Lazarus story, increased my faith. Did it yours? Increased mine. I rejoiced in seeing it performed. When I watched the whole program back this summer, my faith was increased. It was a gift of God, a gift of God's grace to me. Serving on Friday was a gift of God's grace to me. And my faith was increased. Having our faith increased, we are then called to give. Prayers, presents, gifts, and service. And we're called to do these things, to give in every aspect of our living because we have received. Today, when you come to the table of the Lord, I invite you to ask God in the silence of your heart, increase my faith. Personalize it. Increase my faith. Ask God to increase my faith in prayer, in presence, in gifts, and in service. Increase my faith so that I might reach out to others with this good news, with this good gift, and share it with others. Having received these gifts, having received this grace, God empowers us to act in faith and to reach out to others. Come and receive and ask God to increase your faith.
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2007 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.